Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 3, 1805. An Indian footprint. Clark's journey up the Jefferson River continues to be exhausting. The river is shallow and meandering. Swamps and waterlogged land make the going difficult and slow. Today, Clark writes,
"A fine morning, wind from the northeast. I walked on shore and killed a deer. In my walk, I saw a fresh track, which I took to be an Indian from the shape of the foot as the toes turned in. I think it probable that this Indian spied our fires and came to a situation to view us from the top of a small knob on the larboard side. The river more rapid and shoaly than yesterday. One man, Reuben Fields, killed a large panther on the shore. We are obliged to haul over the canoes, shoaly in many places, where the islands are numerous and bottom shoaly. At 4 o'clock, passed a bold stream which falls from a mountain 3 channels to our left. The greater portion of the snow on this mountain is melted, but little remaining near us. Some deer, elk, and antelope, and bear in the bottoms. The mountains on our left contain pine, those on our right, but very partially supplied, and what pine and cedar it has is on the lower region, no wood being near the snow. Great numbers of beaver, otter, and some fish, trout, and a bottlenose. Birds as usual. Geese, young ducks, and curlews. Captain William Clark, August 3, 1805.
The bottlenose fish mentioned is probably the whitefish. Lewis describes this fish as having a long, round snout and a very small mouth, characteristics that indicate that this was a whitefish, not a northern sucker, as Moulton's notes suggest. The fish is still plentiful in the Jefferson River today and fun to catch, but probably not a favorite to eat, unless smoked and accompanied with a good bottle of beer. Tomorrow, which river to take?
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.